Man.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Former President Donald Trump's newly launched bid for the White House facing criticism after he hosted a known white nationalist, Nick Fuentes, who was a guest of rapper Kanye West at Mar-a-Lago.
I don't think it's a good idea for a leader that's setting an example for the country or the party to meet with avowed racist or anti-Semite.
West's recent anti-Semitic remarks caused companies that he was affiliated with, including Adidas and Balenciaga, to drop him from their brands. Fuentes is a 24-year-old Holocaust denier who espouses racist rhetoric on his podcast.
Nick Fuentes is a racist, an anti-Semite, and someone who revels in just saying hateful, bigoted things against Jews and other minorities.
Fuentes was also on the grounds of the Capitol on January 6, prompting the House Select Committee investigating the Capitol attack to issue Fuentes a subpoena in January.
It's incredibly poor judgment, and I think that ever since the election in 2020, I think the president's descended deeper into heart of darkness here.
In a post on his Truth Social platform Friday, Trump denied knowing Fuentes, writing, West unexpectedly showed up with three of his friends who I knew nothing about. The dinner was quick and uneventful.
So Trump is really impressed with Nick Fuentes. And Nick Fuentes, unlike so many of the lawyers and so many people that he was left with on his 2020 campaign, he's actually a loyalist.
A source told CNN that Trump found Fuentes, quote, very interesting. Particularly Fuentes' ability to rattle off statistics and his knowledge of Trump world. At one point during the dinner, Trump declared he liked Fuentes. According to that same source, the dinner grew tense at various times, including when West, who recently launched his own presidential bid, asked Trump to join his 2024 campaign ticket as his vice president. President Joe Biden, who is still weighing whether he will seek re-election in 2024, responded to the dinner from Nantucket over the weekend.
Mr. President, what do you think of Donald Trump having dinner with the white nationalist?
You don't want to hear what I think. That was probably the most often repeated comment at everybody's Thanksgiving table. You don't want to hear what I think. You don't want to hear what I... Hello, everybody. Are you sated? Are you satiated? Are you, thirsty? Are you okay now? Because, you know, I hope you had dinner with loved ones. Donald Trump, of course, did too, but they were white supremacists, and one was black and one is Hispanic. How in the world could they be white supremacists, good ones, in good stead, in good standing? I don't know. I don't know. But we now know more than Donald Trump does, and that is provable. That is a provable fact, right? Because he doesn't know who Nick Fuentes is. And you guys in this audience do. We all know who Nick Fuentes is. Everybody that listens to this show or shows like it know who Nick Fuentes is. But the former president of the United States of America, who has top secret documents stashed at his country club slash home, his resort, he doesn't vet his dinner guests. I even vet my dinner guests. I mean, I knew everybody at my Thanksgiving table. You? Did you know everybody at your Thanksgiving? Because he apparently did it. Now, I will tell you, my Thanksgiving was, it was full of contretemps. It wasn't great. Well, the dinner was. The dinner actually was. The prep was bad. Because Wednesday, you know, it took Wednesday off to start the cooking. It's the pre-cook, right? It's the what can we make the day before day. And anything that you could make the day before, you make the day before, including the gravy, which gets the drippings on the day. And if you don't know that little trick, I'll give it to you. Just write me and I'll tell you how you do it. But anyway, so we started the day before and, Jess is here. And so I had, a sous chef is basically what I had, which is great. And we're making things that we can make the day before. And I go, isn't it hot in here? It feels so hot in here. Why is it so hot in here? I'm through the menopausal, so it couldn't have been. So maybe it's the AC. Oh, yeah. And $9,310 later, I have new AC. But now I have an app. And I could tell you what temperature it is at my casa. I could tell you what temperature it is at the abode. because for $9,000 you get a nap. Oh my God, it was just so anyway. So the next day, you know, we're cooking. And, you know, everybody's happy. Everybody's in a good mood, a little wine. Oh, let's all drink wine and eat cheeses and talk about politics and religion. What could go wrong? You know, and I don't want to talk politics. I don't want to talk. People who know me know that. They know that's true. But when you get to the point where you're showing me toddler pictures on your phone, I'm going to change the subject. I am. I'm going to downshift. I don't want to look at your phone photos, okay? I'm done. One picture is fine. One grandchild, one, you know, new baby, one, you know, fine. I'm good. I'm done. I'm fine with, but oh my God, the swiping now with the pic, and here he is, you know, spitting up, and here he is with the alien poop, and look at this one. Look at this diaper. Is this the cutest diaper? Is this ever? Look, it has little animals on it. Oh, look, if this one has, I'm like, no. No. And once we're through the pictures of the pets wearing hats, I am so out. I am so out. I am so gone. I am not hanging with you. I'm done.
Stop, slow down, Randy. Pet clothes, pets and hats, pets
pet
and outfits.
Clothes.
No. That's good. Always. That's always fresh. That's always good.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animals. You know, I'm like, and then I put on some Christmas music, you know, I thought, okay, well, I'll lighten it up a little bit. We'll just, you know, get through. And I get criticized for the channel that I picked. Did you ever get criticized for the Christmas music channel that you picked? What is this, off-brand Christmas music? No, it's the log. What log? Don't you know the log? It's Florida. We don't have fireplaces. You have to put the log. You have to do the fake fireplace log.
Let me tell you something. With three NFL games on Thanksgiving, if anybody puts a log on my TV, I'm flipping the whole table.
Yeah, I learned that the hard way. I learned
as
that.
You should.
But there was a 1:30. There was a 4:30. Do you know we didn't eat until 6 o'clock? Okay, we didn't. We did it late. Usually it's 3. I get it. Everybody wants to be tryptophaned out, lay on the couch, and fall asleep during the Cowboys game. I know. But we decided that we were going to do it later because, you know, we had Jimmy and Jeanette, and they were babysitting a dog. Okay, and they had to take the dog at 5 o'clock. And they live like 45 minutes away. So I said, all right, no problem. We'll hold dinner. We'll watch, you know, a game. And, you know, we'll hold dinner. We'll do dinner. So by the time we're done with dinner, I'm like, I'm into log territory now. And then I got criticized for having off-brand Christmas music. And I didn't, you know, it was like, I'll Be Home for Christmas. That is one of my all-time favorites. By Anne Murray. They're like, Anne who? Get out of here. Anne Murray, the one with the honeyed, you know, like a deep voice. I love her because I can hit those notes. So anyway, that was how ours went. And then Trump's apparently didn't include any dark meat except, you know, it was all about white supremacy. And two people who aren't, you know, the whitest of the white, Kanye or Ye. And Jessica said, do not call him Ye. I'm like, why does it, you know, make me sound like an old person trying to be hip? She goes, no, it shows that you respect him and we don't respect him. Oh, see, I raised her right. I raised a good one. Although she kept wanting to put a Hanukkah ornament on the Christmas tree. And I kept telling her, you don't mix your meat with milk. Well, why can't we have diversity on the Christmas tree? Well, because then you're favoring the Christmas as being the primary with just a hint of Hanukkah diversity, and that's wrong. You see how woke it can get? So you see what I mean? This is why I didn't want to talk about any of it, because I have lines. I have, you know, lines in the sand that shall not be crossed, you know. But anyway, yeah. So then I heard, you know, like that down at Magaloco, Kanye was like crashing, you know, the back patio with his friend, white nationalist Nick Fuentes, who he's been running around with. And I don't know how many of you realize that Kanye has been running around with Nick Fuentes and other white nationalists, because I don't know what Kanye's thing is. You know, is he not okay? No, he's not okay. But has he gone full back crap? Maybe. He loves to hate now.